Well, another day, another hymn, though quick explanation before anybody wonders, this was done grating some cheese the other day. Ouch, never mind, moving on. We're looking this morning, hymn number 147, O Thou My Soul, Forget No More. And, well, this is a translation, original, would be in Bengali, written by a man called Krishna Pal. Krishna Pal. Now, who indeed was he? Very interesting. Because we'll go back a little bit. We'll go back to 1793, in fact, and to William Carey, travelling from this country to go to India. Man that we call the father of modern missions. The man who had such a burden from God for the benefits of people in other places, other nations, that he wanted to take the gospel out to them. And he might have met with a bit of reluctance here at home, but he was a man of rare determination, zeal, courage, boldness. And so, 1793, he was on a boat, heading off with some colleagues to go to India, and to go and to establish, well, various works there. How many works he established? It's quite extraordinary. But anyway, of course, a big part of it all, preaching the Gospels, whereas translating the Bible, having sort of education being provided for people in the district there. Really a very, very remarkable work. Well, they were in a place called then Serampore. He and his colleagues, one of them was called Joshua Marshman, came from the West Country. Carey was from the East Midlands, where really, or South Midlands, whichever. There, we can dispute that. We'll get into counties again. I get into trouble with those. But anyway, down in those parts there. And so they worked together, preaching the gospel, teaching people, making contacts with locals. And there was this man called Krishna Pal. Now, he was a Hindu, right? So, idols and worshipping temples and having all kinds of extraordinary ideas about what goes on and what's happening up there, what are these gods and goddesses are getting up to. So that was his background. He was a carpenter, and he was called a guru, so a bit of a teacher. People would go to him for a little bit of spiritual insight, that kind of thing. Interesting. Before Carey had got to India, Krishna Pal had already had some contact with Christians, some Moravians, and he'd worked with them because they were carpenters and they were good believers, and they'd shared the gospel with him. And another man called John Fountain had been there, also shared something of God's truth with him. So he'd heard something of this. And he knew of where the Serampore mission was, and that was fine. He knew some of the people there, indeed. Well, what happened one day? Poor fellow. Well, not poor fellow, really. It was a remarkable and happy providence at the end. But starts a bit sad, a bit like myself, the thumb, because he slipped on a mud flat, and he dislocated his shoulder. Now, at the mission, there was a doctor, Dr. John Thomas. And Dr. Thomas went out to see Krishna Pal with his shoulder, and apparently, he managed to reset it by leaning him against a tree. So there we are. This is healthcare here, and probably hurt quite a bit. But anyway, I'm sure Krishna Pal was very grateful that his shoulder had been reset and he could get back to his carpentry and do all the work he was accustomed to doing there. Because John Thomas was also an evangelist. Not only did he set his shoulder, but he also wanted to share something more of gospel truth. And he gave him something, just a little card with a little verse on it, which spoke about what Christ can do for the sinner. And he read this, and he began to come and want to know more. And he would sit in on some of their meetings. Well, of course, eventually, round about the end of the year 1800, when he was challenged, what do you believe? Where do you stand in all of this? And he gave a very clear testimony that he'd come to believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he was now looking to the Lord to save him from his sins, that he had now put behind him all the business of the Hindu system and the caste system, which say, well, certain people, you're the higher caste and you're somewhere in the middle. Because one of the things that Carey required of those who were looking for conversion, who were seeking the Lord's blessing and favour, was that you put that all behind you. That belongs to the old nature. That's sinful, and that is so demeaning, and we're put by that. We're no longer regarding each other according to caste. You become a Christian, we're all one in Christ. Well, he put all this behind him, Brahmins, the best top sort of grade there. No, he wasn't interested in any of that. And he was believing very firmly that Jesus Christ was the only one who could save him from his sins. He was looking to the cross. He said, you know, I'm nailed to him on the cross. I'm finished with my life. It's all about him. So that really delighted them at Seren Paul. And Carey's son, Felix, he was very friendly with Christian Paul and spent a lot of time with him, speaking with him. And so a happy occasion came to pass at the end of 1800. They had a baptismal service. Felix, Carey's son, he was baptized. And so as Krishna Paul spoke in Bengali as he was being baptized. And so quite a few of them perhaps didn't understand everything that he'd said. But what a wonderful occasion. Krishna Paul's family eventually, a lot of them, came to understand and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, wife, sisters, others. So really, what a huge impact it had. And so the hymn that we're going to sing, which Joshua Marshman, one of the colleagues of William Carey, who himself hadn't had much of an education, but he taught himself and really motored academically. So he translated it into English, and it became very much accepted in the hymn books of the 1800s and onwards. And the tune, I think that's the tune we're singing this morning, was actually written by an American. So somebody from the United States supplied the tune that we usually sing this hymn to. So there's Krishna Paul. There's his name at the bottom of this hymn, 147. Oh, thou my soul, forget no more, rich in truth, telling us of his experience and his hope and everything that Christ is to him. So really, isn't it? Oh, that he would be all of that to us and we're not baptized. Well, there it was. What a stand that he took. What a stand that he took and was willing to part company with so much that belonged to his background and culture and his family and how they felt about all of this and to be baptized on that very special day. 28th of December, 1800. I'll probably get into trouble. It wasn't quite that, but anyway, it was around about that. And what a very significant day it was. And Marshman said, well, that was one convert, but it kind of set in motion a whole continent, if you will. This really was the beginning, the first fruits of God's work there amongst the Hindus of India and beyond. And a part of the whole legend of Carey's mission, how God mightily used that man and his friends. So let's sing that hymn, 147. O thou my soul, forget no more.